You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
On one summer's day, the sun was shining fine. The lady love of old Bill Bailey was hanging clothes on the line in her backyard and weeping hard. She married a B&O brakeman that took and throwed her down, bellerin' like a prune-fed calf with a big gang hanging round. And to that crowd she yelled out loud, "Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home?" She moans the whole day long. "I'll do the cooking, darling. I'll pay the rent. I knows I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy eve that I drove you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb. I knows I was to blame. Well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?" Bill drove by that door in an automobile. A great big diamond coach and footman. Hear that big gal squeal, "He's all alone." I heard her groan. She hollered through that door, "Bill Bailey, is you sore? Stop a minute, won't you listen to me? Won't I see you no more?" Bill winked his eye as he heard her cry, "Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home?" She moans the whole day long. "I do the cooking, darling. I pay the rent. I knows I've done you wrong. Remember that rainy eve that I drove you out with nothing but a fine tooth comb? I knows I was to blame. Well, ain't that a shame? Bill Bailey, won't you please come home?"
The moment you were in my arms there, I knew I was a victim of your charm. I lost all my resistance, it seems. Can't keep you out of my dreams. Oh, your magic is tragic. I'm going crazy. You really got the best of me. I love you, baby. What can I do? Oh, I can't break the habit of you. Smart, yeah.
I'm gonna set him right on out there. I'm gonna show you how smart he is. Come on, play.
Put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
It's Radiola, remarkably enough, and I wasn't intending to do a show this week, but here I am, and I guess you could say it's just force of habit, which is sort of the leitmotif of the whole of the whole business here. We begin with Aileen Stanley from the Music Hall Favorite CD from Take Two, just came out. Jim Bedoyan produced that, and it is marvelous stuff. Randy Skretvat, whom we know, did the liner notes. That was Bill Bailey, complete with verse, a 1902 song, a 1946 recording for radio done for the NBC Music Hall Varieties program. And that's great stuff. That's great to hear. She's timeless, so she certainly fits into our show, no matter when she recorded. And Fats Waller, who was ageless, timeless, and reckless occasionally. I Can't Break the Habit of You, 1937, and that's what it is. Radiola is harmless unless discontinued. Willard Robeson and the Ipana Troubadours, led by San Lennon, Wake Up Chillin'. You hear that whenever I do a show, and so do I. 1929, yes, our usual theme. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm sometimes I'm an easily unacquired taste, but let's try to acquire, at least for the rest of the show here. This playlist and every other playlist is available for your perusal on Radiola Blog, radiolablog.blogspot.com, or just type it into your search engine. And I have a couple of domains, but I keep forgetting what they are. I know what they are, but I just, yeah, Don't feel like it. The Virginians, that was a Nat Shilkret group, not the earlier one. Louis James on the vocal, and we begin in a sprightly manner in the sing-song Sycamore Tree, 1927.
Thank you.
The original Wolverines from the Complete Wolverines on Archaeophone. Well, they weren't the original Wolverines, but Dick Voino was still leading them, and you had Jimmy McPartland in there, and some members who had stuck around from the Bix days. The New Twister, 1927. I like that. Yes. Before that, The Ambassadors, led by Louis Katzman. A bit of Exotica for you, which we're not going to abandon totally throughout the show. Sumatra, 1927. That's a Vocalion. Probably could use a larger stylus, but I had the transfer, and I'd use it. That's the way it goes here. What I've got, you get. And the Virginians, that Shilkret group from 1927. Louis James singing there in the sing-song Sycamore Tree on Victor, yes. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm not going to take any steps, 12 or fewer. This is a force of habit show. Next week, I know I'm not going to do a show because nobody is going to want to know me next week. For no really sinister or dark reason. It's just going to be I've planned that it's going to be a week where I'm going to be totally unapproachable with anything except a chair and maybe a cattle prod. But in a milder tone of voice here, Don Roberts on Columbia, 1928. Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time. Nice version of that.
Lilacs in bloom, fairest perfume, tell me that waiting is ended. Springtime is here, soon you'll be near, when all our heartaches are mended. Of lilac time, when I return, I'll make you mine. For you and I, our love dream can never die. Janine, I dream of lilac time.
How I love you. fields of golden flowers, where we spent sunny hours. I'm strolling along, thinking of you. I told a four-leaf clover, my lonesome days are over. I talk about you all the day too. Your mother and dad, even old Joe, Julie saw man, all of them know how I love you. How I love you. Bought a new hat, a little white tie, a cutaway coat. I'm happy, oh my, how I love you. The village band's rehearsing something. When they do that, it means just one thing. That Lone Grin tune, soon they will play. Saw Possum Brown, told him today, how I love you. Telling all the little birds, telling the bees, telling all the pretty flowers, telling the trees, how I love you.
Singing Sophomores, actually the Revelers, in 1927, Slow River, and that was led by Wilfred Glenn, who was a remarkable man. And if you get the Rivermont CD of the Shannon Four, you will see just how remarkable he was. And those liner notes were done by the equally remarkable Glenn Robison, and he did. I don't know, hard to top that. In terms of research, the Radio Imps, Jerry Macy, Ed Small, Telling the Birds, Telling the Bees, How I Love You on Banner 1926. That sounds sort of acoustic, but I threw it in the electric set. It's not great. If it's electric, it's very mild. Don Roberts, Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, 1928, on Columbia. This is Radiola, and this is something we've done so much that sometimes we just can't not do it. So once you straighten out all those negatives, and I'm Andy Senior, and sometimes I need to be a little more positive, I've been told. Although today I feel pretty good. Wilbur Sweatman's original jazz band in 1918, and that is early. That was an original jazz band. Ringtail Blues on Columbia.
Thank you.
The Nightclub Orchestra, that's a Harry Reeser-led band. Tom Stax, of course, because you can tell those adenoids anywhere. There he is. But we wouldn't have it any other way. Nice copy of Pretty Lips on Velvet Tone, 1927. Before that, Paul Whiteman going acoustic for you, Nothing But, 1923, and I like that tune. That's a good tune. I never write down the composers unless I feel it's absolutely necessary, but I think it was it's a good tune. Wilbur Sweatman and his original jazz band on Columbia, 1918, Ringtail Blues. And that was right when they were starting to. He was the first jazz, the first guy to record jazz. Don't let those other guys from New Orleans tell you any different. He was doing that in late 1916, he earns that honor. This is Radiola, and whatever honors we've earned are minor indeed compared to the quality of music that we are privileged to offer on this show every time we do a show. And I'm Andy Sr., and I sometimes don't feel worthy, although today I do. Because I couldn't help, because I'm doing a show. That's why. It needed to be done. I had a correspondence recently with a long-time listener, Paul, out in wherever he is now. Last time, I think I communicated with him, he was in somewhere in Albuquerque, but he was looking for a song because last week I did a show called March Obliged. So he was wondering about a song called Much Obliged. I found it. 1907. Billy Murray recorded it. There was also a cylinder recording I found. Much Obliged to You, and it is a great song, so I had to play it. This recording is not my own disc. It is from the Toast of New York Collective, and originally came from the collection of Barrett Hansen, a.k.a. Dr. Demento. So I appreciate being able to use that, and it's I ran it through my my fun factory, but it sounds great, and it doesn't sound like it's a good disc, great sounding, and worth your attention. So here's Much Obliged to You.
Mr. Johnson Lee struck New York from Tennessee. He thought he'd make his fortune right away. He walked around in swell hotels, a-shining shoes and hopping bells, but somehow couldn't seem to make it pay. One day to himself says he, something must be wrong with me. I can't seem to get a cent from no one. I wonder why no one hands me any tips or nothing else but heavy grips. I'm going to bid these swell hotels goodbye. It's mighty strange, no one ever says, Sylvester, you keep the change. I try to do as folks tell me to, but they all get absent-minded when my work is through. I don't know why, the more I try, somehow or other all the coin gets by. It's time I blew for some job that's new. All I get, yes, much obliged to you. One day back to Tennessee, beat Sylvester Johnson Lee, disgusted with the ways of New York town. Says he, I worked at every trade a lord or devil ever made, and I ain't seen no fortunes lying round. Good old Nashville, Tennessee, always did look good to me. I ain't going to work no more for no one and lose my health. While I'm feeling strong and well, I'm going to take a rest and spell. I'm sick and tired of chasing after wealth. It's mighty strange, no one ever says, Sylvester, just keep the change. I try to do as folks tell me to, but they all get absent-minded when my work is through. I don't know why, the more I try, somehow or other all the coin gets by. It's time I blew for some job that's new. All I get, yes, much obliged to you.
My little sister, she's gone very much afraid. Hey, what do you know? What do you know? I tried to find out what's the matter for a day. She'll lose every sweetheart to what she knows. Everybody thinks she is crazy where she goes. All the day long she sings just like a big cat. She chases everybody from the flat. Since Mariella learned the Dardanella, she make a fella much crazy in the head. She sighs, she cries, and then she roll her eyes. She say, oh, kiss me, kid, I'm going to die. when it is time to yell, oh, my Dardanelle, I be the youth the life I want to raise amongst ya. Well, she say she gonna be a tetrazine me. I like to be no her upon the dome. And when she make it a shake like a dish, like a dose, she shake a much to shimmy, but she known as shake the clothes. This Mariella learned the Dardanella. In the head, there's nobody home. She sing in the morning and she sing in the night. And when you hear her sing, you think it was a dog to fight. She known to sing the nicer song like poor butterfly. To make the voice strong, she's a garbage and healthy guy. To sing the grand trovatore, she got a big ambition. But all the voice of what she got is used to like the fish. She make it a funny dance, like it a vamp and move and pitch. She twist and she twist, just like it a got the itch. She's Mary and the Dardanella. She make a fella much crazy in the head. She sighs, she cries, and then she roll her eyes. She say, oh, kiss me, kid, I'm going to die. When she starts to yell, oh, my Dardanella, I feel the juice the life I want to raise a much. Well, she say she going to be a tetrazine me. I like to be no her upon the dome. The doctor say she have a very fine voice, but he think she sing better if she have a throat to cut. Since Mariella learned the Dardanella, in the head there's nobody home.
Was Frank Farrell and his Greenwich Village Inn Orchestra. Arthur Fields, who lived down the road a piece for a long time as a kid, from where I am. Just this road, too. Yes, he was a local guy for a while. throughout his childhood, I'd say. Miss Annabelle Lee, 1927 on Velvet Tone. And that's a good song. That's a good tune and recording of it. Before that, we do get politically questionable at times, and that certainly, but the fact that the artist has the last name that she does makes it okay. Isabella Patricola, Mariella, very heavy dialect, 1920 on Grey Gull, and yes. And I've been told to tone down my piano playing, too. Billy Murray, a recording from 1907 as a that I found by request, and I thought I would play it by choice. Much obliged to you. Great, great tune there. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm so glad to be here this week. Next week, I will put up a show just so you don't have to deal with me personally, and it's probably just as well. I may explain it to you someday, but it's nothing to worry about. And the week after that, I should be back to what passes for normal for me. Alex Mendham and his orchestra on Rivermont. This came out very recently. It was recorded last year. In October, Lullaby of the Leaves. Alex is a British band leader, and he's very young. He was born in the 1980s, which makes him very young in my book, considering where I've been. But great Rivermont thing. I'll link to it. The CD is Whistling in the Dark. And here's Alex Mendham.